Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay. In the last class, we were telling about Jad Bharat, how Maharaj Bharat had become Jad Bharat. After becoming a Maharaj Bharat became a deer, and then he became Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat, he was the son of a Brahmana.
上一课我们讲了Jad Bharat，他是Bharat Maharaj在上一世成为鹿之后，再投生为一个婆罗门之子。
Right. And he had a nice, strong, healthy body. And he was tall and strong, but he looked like he was very stupid because he behaved like he was dumb and like he was illiterate.
他身高力壮，身体非常强健，但是他看上去好像非常愚笨的样子，就像个哑巴一样，就像个没有受过教育的人。So
last class we told about how some dacoits tried to offer him before the goddess Kali. They were going to cut off his head in front of the goddess Kali.
上节课我们讲了，就有一群强土匪，他们试图在卡里女神们面前呢，把他的头切下来，献祭给卡里女神。
And Jad Bharat is so detached, he didn't try to interfere.
Jad Bharat 特别气绝，他也没有做抵抗。
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 估计可能是Guru那儿，对，Guru那儿他说今天白天的讲课一直信号都不太好，我们又听不到了，可能是断了Guru那边。不行，我们用微信联络吧。我用微信呼一下试试，那这边挂断啊。 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Okay, we'll use the phone. 好的。 您的声音稍微有点小，你离电话稍微近一些。
好的，现在可以，现在可以，OK，现在可以，OK，so
Jad Bharat was he was supposed to be sacrificed before the goddess Kali, but the goddess Kali knew he was a great devotee, and the goddess Kali came out of the deity of the goddess Kali, and she protected him.
这些土匪试图把Jad Bharat献祭给Kali女神，但是Kali女神知道Jad Bharat是伟大的奉献者，就从神像当中蹦出来，保护了Jad Bharat。
So after this, Jagbharat was wandering and he got taken by one king who was coming on a palanquin. And the king needed one person to help carry his palanquin. He was short of one carrier.
这之后, Jagbharata 就四处的漫游, 就有一位国王, 就抓住了他, 这个国王就缺一个抬轿子的人。
Yeah, the king was coming in palanquin. So palanquin, you need four people. And one of the men who was carrying it got injured. So he needed somebody to help to replace the injured person. And they saw Jagbharat. And they thought, well, he looks so good. He's got a nice strong body. He could carry.
抬轿子是需要四个人的，但现在就有一个抬轿子的人他受伤了，所以这国王呢就在寻找一个替代品。当他看见扎德巴拉特的时候呢，就觉得哎呀，他身强力壮，他适合来抬轿子。They want
to carry the palanquin. That's the work of a sudra, a labor person. So Jagbharat, he looked like a sudra because he was tall. And he was dirty, and hair was all over the place. So they thought, you know, he's a sudra.
抬轿子是苏哲的工作，是一个劳工你该干的活。然后这个扎德巴拉特呢，他个头非常高，而且脏兮兮的样子，头发就披散着，样子就像一个苏哲。
So this king was going to Kapila Muni's ashram, Kapila ashram at the mouth, at the Ganga Sagar, at the mouth where the Ganga flows into the ocean.
这位国王要去卡皮拉的 ashram, 就位于 Ganga Sagar, Ganga 恒河入海处。
Now he was coming from quite far away, so he was a pious king. He really, you know, he wanted to go and visit to the holy places. He wanted to get spiritual enlightenment.
这国王是不远，从很远的地方要去卡皮拉的修院，去拜访圣地，他想到那里寻求灵性的启迪。That is a palanquin.
Maharaj,
just the last sentence, we didn't hear.
They thought he can carry the palanquin.
Oh, 他们觉得他可以抬轿子.
Just like the cows and the donkeys, they carry heavy loads. So they thought he was like these animals.
就像牛还有驴子可以驮重物，他们觉得 Jagbharat 就可以抬轿子。So
they forced him to carry the palanquin. He did not volunteer. They just forced him. They took him and said, "You have to do this."
他们就强迫扎德巴拉的抬轿子，这个婆罗门扎德巴拉并非自愿的，而是被抓来抬轿子的。But
Jagbharat, when he was carrying the palanquin, he was very careful that he didn't want to commit any violence against any living entity. He didn't want to step on any insects.
但是Jagbharat他非常小心谨慎的，他不想给任何生物施加暴力，他不想踩到任何的虫子。So
every 3 feet is about 1 meter. About every meter, he would look to see if there's any insects on the path.
每三英尺的，他前面每三英尺的范围内，也就是1米的范围内。 他都要检查是不是有 有虫子在那里。
So because he was carrying the palanquin like this, it was shaking, and the king got upset. What's going on? Why are they not carrying me properly?
这个轿子就因此而摇晃震动不已。国王就马上发问，为什么这个轿抬的为什么不平稳呢？正好抬稳点。
So the king began to shout at the men carrying him, you should carry me properly, take care.
国王就马上的怒吼，你们应该好好的抬轿子，小心点。
He did not know Judd Barat was a devotee.
他不知道 Judd Barat 是奉献者。
Devotee is very careful not to cause pain to any other living entities, even insects.
奉献者非常小心，不给其他生物造成伤害，连非常小的小虫子也不要伤害。
So Judd Barat did not mind, he did not mind to carry the palanquin, but he did not want to step on all the insects.
Judd Barat 对于抬轿子并不在乎，而是非常小心不要踩到任何的虫子。
So devotees should, is very careful not to use violence unnecessarily.
奉献者应当非常小心，不要毫无必要的施加暴力。
Even little insects, a devotee will not kill them unnecessarily.
即便是一个小昆虫，奉献者也不会毫无必要的杀害昆虫。
All different forms of life, they, according to the karma, they have a certain time to live in each body they get.
每一种生命形式当中呢，根据生物各自的 karma, 他们都要在那个躯体中生活一定的时间。
So they have to complete that time in that particular body.
他们必须在那具特定的躯体当中生活，完成他们的受限。
And if we kill them before their time is up in that body, then they have to come back again in that body. They have to take birth again.
如果他们的寿命还没有受限还没有到，就生命结束了，他们必须再次在同一生命种类当中投生。
And if we kill it, we get sinful reactions for that.
如果我们杀害这些生命，我们就为此遭受罪恶活动的反应。
So Judd Barat was very conscious not to do any violence to anyone.
Judd Barat 他非常的小心，非常的有知觉，不要给任何生物施加暴力。
So when the king began to shout at them, the other men who were carrying the palanquin, they became afraid that maybe they would be punished or beaten by the king.
当国王朝轿夫怒吼的时候，剩下的那三名轿夫就感到非常害怕，怕国王惩罚他们，打他们。
So they began to tell that they wanted to tell the king what was happening. They didn't want the king to blame them.
他们就想向国王来描述到底事情的经过，他们不想让国王来责怪他们。
So they told the king, they told the king, it's not our fault. We're doing what we're supposed to do.
他们跟国王说，这并不是我们的错误，我们只是按照我们的职责在履行我们的职责。
But this other man, this new man who's carrying the palanquin, he's walking very funny in a very funny way. He does not walk the same as us.
但是这个新加入来抬轿子的人， 他走的样子非常的滑稽，他跟我们一点也不一致。
Yeah, he walks very, very, very slowly.
他走得非常缓慢。
So, very hard for us to carry the palanquin with him.
我们很难跟他一起抬轿子。
The other men who were carrying the palanquin, they were Sudras. But Jad Bharat was from a high class Brahmin. He was a great devotee. He was a good, very good, pure Brahmana.
剩下三名教父都是 Sudra, 而 Jad Bharat 是奉献者，是来自是高等的 Brahmana.
The nature of Sudras is that they don't care about other people.
苏哲的本性就是他们并不在乎其他人。
But a Brahmana, a Vaishnava, he cannot act like a Sudra.
但是一位 Brahmana, 一位 Vaishnava, Brahmana Vaishnava, 他不可能像 Sudra 一样做事情。
So when you put the Brahmana with the Sudra, then it doesn't, they don't work together because they're so different nature.
所以如果把 Sudra 和 Brahmana 放在一起做事情的时候，就必然有不协调的事情。
The Sudras, they were walking without caring about any insects on the ground.
Sudra 走路的时候一点也不留心他脚下会不会有虫子。
But Jad Bharat wasn't like that. He was very careful. He didn't want to do any harm.
但是 Jad Bharat 可跟他们不一样，他可十分小心，他一点也不想伤害任何生物。
So when the king heard this, then he understood that it was all the fault of Jad Bharat.
当国王听到这一番话之后，他立刻就明白了，原因就出在 Jad Bharat 身上。
So the king's, because his nature of a king is more with the mode of passion, so he got angry. And he began to speak to Jad Bharat in his anger.
国王的本性呢就是激情属性，所以他就生气了，他就以愤怒的这口吻对 Jad Bharat 讲话。
And Jad Bharat,He's actually a great devotee, but his natural effulgence of being self-realized, the Brahman effulgence which was coming from his body was actually all covered due to his hair all over his face and the dirt on his body. So the king could not, he didn't know that Jad Bharat's really a great devotee.
Jad Bharat 呢，他的气体本来是放射着光芒的，但是现在就由于他披散的脸上的头发，还有他身上的泥土，就覆盖了他身上的光芒，使得国王看不出他作为伟大奉献者的身份。
So Jad Bharat, he's in the mode of pure goodness. He's in pure good, but the king is in the mode of passion.
Jad Bharat 是处于纯粹善良属性，而国王处于激情属性。
So nature of the mode of passion is when there's a little upset, a little thing goes wrong, people get angry very easily.
激情属性的本质呢，就是有一点点事情就能使一个人变得非常的激动，非常愤怒。
But Jad Bharat's very spiritually advanced. He doesn't bother about it. He just remains quiet. He doesn't say anything.
但是 Jad Bharat 呢，他并跟他完全不一样，他并没有受到打扰，他就保持着沉默。
So even the king isn't going to insult him. Jad Bharat just listens.
君王呢就这样侮辱他，但是 Jad Bharat 就只是在那里默不作声地听着。
So the king begins to begins to speak to Jad Bharat, and he speaks to him in a very sarcastic manner.
国王呢，亲王开始对 Jad Bharat 呢，就以一种非常嘲讽的口吻说话了。
And he said to him, "Oh," he said, my dear brother," he said, "you must have been carrying this palanquin a long time. And you've carried for a long distance, you must be very tired."
君王就跟他说, "Oh, 亲爱的兄弟啊, 你这么长时间在没人帮助的情况下, 独自抬着轿子走了那么远的路, 一定很累了吧?
Actually, he'd only just started carrying it.
实际上,他只是刚刚开始抬起了轿子。
This is the king being sarcastic, being, you know, insulting to Jad Bharat.
就是因为国王呢，只是被开始嘲讽Jad Bharat，并且开始侮辱他。
And then he said to him, "Oh, because you're old, you've become it's a lot of trouble for you." Actually, Jad Bharat was not old; he was a young man.
亲王还说，哦，因为你年岁已高了，而且行动困难。那实际上 Jad Bharat 他很年轻。And
I see your body is also not very strong, but actually Jad Bharat had a strong body.
那君王还说，哦，我看你的身体不是那么结实强壮，但实际上 Jad Bharat 身体很强壮。
And the other men who are carrying the palanquin with you, they're not cooperating with you. It must be very difficult for you. Actually, it was Jad Bharat wasn't cooperating with them.
君王还说，你的轿夫同伴们也不跟你合作。但实际上呢，是 Jad Bharat 没有跟剩下的轿夫合作。Well, Jad
Bharat. He just listens to the king say this he just listens to the king being very sarcastic. Jad Bharat's detached from the material body.
Jad Bharat 呢，只是在那里沉默的听着国王的挖苦的言语。Jad Bharat 他完全是跟没有气化概念气绝的。
And so he just continued carrying the palanquin as before, didn't worry about it.
所以他就继续跟以前一样抬着轿子，也没有在乎他的话。
So, Jad Bharat was a liberated soul. He was really detached from the body.
Jad Bharat 实际上他是解脱了灵魂，他完全是弃绝了躯体的概念。
Even if his body was going to be killed, he would just let them kill it.
即便面临被杀的危险，他也是顺从着随别人杀他。Yeah,
he knew he was not the body, so he just surrendered everything to Krishna and left everything in Krishna's hands.
他知道自己不是这具躯体，所以他就把一切交托给Krishna。
放在Krishna的手中。Okay, so that when the king spoke nasty, he didn't worry about it.
所以当国王呢，就开始挖苦他，说一些难听的话的时候，他也并不放在心上。But
They started to carry the palanquin, but still the palanquin was being shaken. It was just like before. And so the king became very angry. He got really angry this time. He shouted at Jad Bharat, "What are you doing? Are you dead? Although you've got life in your body, are you dead?"
他开始朝 Jad Bharat 怒吼, 你在干什么？你是不是死了？
Don't you know I'm your master?
你难道不知道我是你的主人吗？
What? You're not following my instructions. You should do what I say.
你为什么不执行我的命令？
Because you're not following my instruction, I'm going to punish you.
因为你不执行我的命令，所以我要惩罚你。
Just like Yamaraj punishes the sinful people, I'm going to punish you.
就像阎罗王惩罚罪人一样，我要给你适当的惩罚。
I'll bring you to your senses, get you to do the right thing.
好让你清醒过来做正确的事情。
So, Maharaj Rahukana, the king, he thought, you know, he was thinking himself to be a king. He was really in the bodily concept of life.
Rahukana 王呢，他认为自己是君王，他实际上是在躯体化概念。
He was really in the mode of passion and ignorance.
还处在物质的激情和愚昧属性。
And so when he spoke to Jad Bharat, he used all these nasty words.
因此他跟 Jad Bharat 讲话的时候呢，所说的话都是非常的难听。
So Jad Bharat was actually the best, he was a great devotee.
加巴拉的实际上是伟大的奉献者。
So the king, he thought himself to be very, you know, very learned, very intelligent, but he didn't know about Jad Bharat, how he was an advanced devotee.
这个君王自以为自己很博学、很进步，但他不知道 Jad Bharat 是非常精进的奉献者。
He didn't know that Jad Bharat always kept the personality of Godhead in his heart.
君王不知道 Jad Bharat 总是把至尊的神手放在他的心中。
He didn't have any attachment to the body.
他丝毫不依附于躯体。
So you can see the difference between the two persons, the king and Jad Bharat.
可以看到这两个人之间的区分，国王以及 Jad Bharat.
Because the king's in the bodily conception of life, he got angry so easily, showed so much anger.
因为君王他是躯体化概念。所以很容易被一点点事就变得火冒三丈。
But Jad Bharat, on the transcendental platform, he didn't become angry at all. He just smiled.
Jad Bharat 处在超然的层面上，他丝毫不生气，反而微笑起来。
Right. One who is a devotee is a friend to all living entities.
一位奉献者是众生的朋友。
He's even the friend of his enemies.
甚至是他敌人的朋友。
We don't think, a devotee doesn't think he has anyone who is his enemy. He sees everyone as a friend.
一位奉献者他看不出来有人怎么会成为自己的敌人，他看每一个人都是他的朋友。
Now, sometimes a devotee may get angry at someone who's not a devotee.
有的时候一个奉献者会对非奉献者发火。
And this may be actually good for the non-devotee.
但是这种发怒是对非奉献者有好处的。
Just like,Narada Muni, one time he got angry at the two sons of Kuvera.
一次 Narada Muni 对 Kuvera 的两个儿子发怒。
And so he turned them into trees. They had to stand as trees for a long time.
他把这两个人变成树木，使他们成为树木，站立了很长时间。
But in the end, they were liberated by the mercy of Krishna.
最终，这两个人由于圣主 Krishna 的仁慈得到了解脱。
So there are many examples in the scriptures about how devotees sometimes will give mercy to someone who is not a devotee.
在经典当中有很多奉献者给非奉献者仁慈的例子。
Of course, you have to be a very powerful devotee to do that.
当然了，你必须是非常有力量的奉献者才能这么做。
So a devotee is on the transcendental platform, and sometimes he may be angry, sometimes he may be pleased.
奉献者是处在超然的层面上，有的时候发怒，有的时候高兴。
There's no difference for the devotee. In both cases, he will give his blessing, he'll give a benediction.
所以无论两种情况都没有区别，在这两种情况下都是在给予祝福。
If you want, I'm giving class. So it's the quality of a sadhu that he has no enemy.
因为沙度的品质就是他没有敌人。
He sees everybody as a part of Krishna.
他把每一个生物都看成是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Okay, so then Jabbarat, he replies, he's going to give some mercy to King Rahugana. He's going to teach him.
Jabbarat,
okay,
君王一些仁慈。给他一些教导。
So he says, my dear king, whatever you have spoken about me is certainly true.
他说，我亲爱的君王啊，你所说的，你所说的有关我的，其实都是真的。
He said, I know you were speaking sarcastically, but what you say is actually true.
他说，我知道你在讽刺挖苦，但是你所说的一切其实都是真实的。
Right, you talked about the body, how it's just carrying heavy loads. He said it's true.
您说这个躯体，它承载着重物，但实际上这确实如此。
So that load carried by the body, that doesn't belong to me. I am the soul. I'm not the body. The load was carried by the body.
躯体所承载的重负，它不属于我。因为我并不是这个躯体。
So there was no contradiction what you said. I'm not the body, I'm different from the body.
你的话语中并没有矛盾，因为我不同于我的躯体。
I'm not carrying the palanquin, the body is carrying the palanquin.
并不是我在抬这个轿子。而是这个躯体在抬轿子。
So, like what you said, I have not worked hard carrying the palanquin because I'm not attached to the body. I'm detached from the body.
正如你所示意的，我并没有吃力的抬着轿子，因为我跟躯体是分开的。
Right? The king was saying, oh, you must have been working so hard. But he said, no, I have not been working because I'm not the body. The body is doing everything, not me.
因为君王挖苦他，哦，你抬轿子一定很吃力吧？嗯，沙巴拉德说，我并没有吃力抬着轿子，因为我跟躯体是分开的。
And you said also, I don't, my body is not very strong. You're right.
你也说我并不结实强壮，这些话都挺对的。
We have to know the difference between the body and the soul. The body may be fat, the body may be thin, but that's not the soul, nothing to do with the soul.
我们要知道躯体和灵魂之间的区别，躯体可能胖，可能瘦，但是灵魂它不是胖也不瘦。
So the body may be strong, but that's nothing to do with the soul.
躯体可能强壮，但是跟灵魂是没有关系的。
So I'm the soul, so I'm not skinny, and I'm not strong. I'm simply a soul.
我是灵魂，所以既不胖也不瘦。
So you're right when you say that I am not very strong.
因此，当你说我不是很壮、健壮时，你说对了。
Yeah, I'm the soul. The soul is not strong.
我是灵魂，灵魂不是健壮的。
And also the purpose of your journey and the path going there, there will be many troubles. There may be many troubles for me, but these troubles are only to the body, not actually to me.
你的这个旅程的目标和达到目标的途径跟我也没有关系，也跟我没有什么关系，不管它有多么麻烦。
Yeah, because all these troubles are for the body, not for the soul.
因为所有这些麻烦都是给躯体带来的，而跟灵魂没有什么麻烦。
So when somebody is advanced in spiritual knowledge, then they don't get disturbed by the pain and pleasure of the body.
一个在灵性上非常进步的人，无论躯体发生什么样的痛苦，他都不会打扰。
Material body is different from the soul.
物质躯体有别于灵魂。
The pain and pleasure of the body is different from the soul.
躯体的苦乐和灵魂是有分别的。
So we do austerity, we perform austerity, and sacrifice. We do austerity and penance to help us to understand more the soul.
我们做苦行和忏悔都是为了理解灵魂。
How to see that how the soul is not affected by the pain and pleasure of the body.
灵魂 是不会受到躯体的苦乐打扰的。
So Jadbarat, he knew this. So he's now going to convince the king the same thing.
Jadbarat 深知这点，所以他现在要说服国王。
So Jadbarat tells him about all the different qualities which are there in material life. Different things like being fat or being thin or being hungry or being thirsty.All of these things relate to the body.
Jagbarat 就对君王讲述物质生活的品质，无论是胖瘦或者饥饿，这都是跟躯体有关。
Old age, sleep, anger, lamentation, all of these things are relating to the body.
老年、睡眠、愤怒、错觉
all of these,
都跟躯体有关。
It's all the covering of the soul. This body is simply the covering of the soul. And this covering which experiences all of these things.
躯体只不过是灵魂的覆盖，只是这些覆盖物在感受着所有这些。
So if we're in the bodily consciousness, then we will be disturbed by these things.
如果我们处在躯体概念中，就会受这些影响。
But I'm, Jadbarat said, I'm not in this bodily consciousness. I don't feel like that.
Jadbarat 说，但是我丝毫没有躯体化概念，因此我没有受到影响。
I'm not fat or skinny or anything you've talked about. I'm the soul.
我并不是你所说的胖瘦，我是灵魂。
So this is the topmost, this is the highest level of spiritual realization, to understand this detachment from the body.
这就是灵性觉悟的最高层面，是完全不依附躯体。
In the material world, everybody is under the bodily consciousness of life. So no one is happy.
在物质世界，人人都处在躯体化概念当中，人人都不快乐。
People need to be taught self-realization to understand how we're all souls.
人们必须受到自我觉悟的教育，以便明白他们是灵魂。
If we can do devotional service, then this can help us to get out of the bodily concept of life.
如果我们能从事奉献服务，能帮助我们摆脱躯体化概念。
But people who are in the bodily consciousness of life, then they have to experience all of these different miseries of the body.
处在躯体化概念下的人们必须要体验躯体的所有痛苦。
So Jadbarat says to the king that you accuse me of being dead, although I'm alive.
Jadbarat 又对君王说，你毫无必要的谴责我是死人，尽管我是活着的。
Jadbarat said, "This is true everywhere. Everyone is like this because everyone has a material body."
Jadbarat 说，这适用于每个人，对每个生物都有物质躯体。
The body has a beginning and an end. And you're thinking that you're the king and you're my master and you're trying to order me. This is wrong.
你认为自己是君王和主人，因此试图命令我，这也不对。
All of these positions are very temporary.
这些地位都是短暂的。
Today you're a king, and I'm your servant.
今天您是君王，我是你的仆人。
But tomorrow the position may be different. You may be my servant, and I may be your master.
但明天地位就有可能变了，也许你是我的仆人，我是你的主人。
So these are all temporary designations.Due to different karmas, different situations.
这都是由于卡尔玛由于不同的情况安排的短暂情况。
So in the Kali Yuga, people in this age, people are very uneducated. They're very attached to the body.
在卡里年代，人们没有受过灵性的教育，非常依附于自己的躯体。
By their karma, one life you may be a king, next life you may be a dog.
根据卡尔玛。人也许今生是个国王，来生可能就当一条狗。
So, we change through different bodies according to our different karmas. So we should not be so much attached to these different bodily designations.
我们根据各自的 karma 在改变着躯体，我们应该不依附于所有这些躯体的头衔。
Actually, we're not the master. The material nature is the real master.
事实上，我们并不是主人，物质自然才是主人。
We are under the control of the material nature.
我们在物质自然的控制下。
The only master is Krishna. Everyone else is his servant.
Krishna 是唯一的主人，其他的全是他的仆人。
When we forget this, then we suffer in the material world.
当我们遗忘这一点的时候，就会在这个物质世界受苦。
So Jadbarat tells the king, if you still think you're the king and I'm your servant, you should order me and I will follow your order.
Jadbarat 继续对君王说，如果你还认为你是君王，我是你的仆人，你就命令我，而我会执行你的命令。
So who is actually the responsible for this? Who is the master? Who is the servant? We are all forced by the laws of material nature.
谁应该为此负责？谁是主人？谁是仆人？我们每一个人都被物质自然所强迫。
Nobody is actually the master. No one is servant.
没人是真正的主人，也没人是仆人。
But if you think you're the master, then I'm your servant.Then I will accept. I'll do what you want. Just tell me what I should do for you.
如果你认为你是主人，我是仆人，我将接受这一点。请命令我，我就按照你的话去做。
So this, in the bodily conception of life, we are thinking like this. We are thinking, this is my family, this is my husband, this is my wife, these are my children.
在躯体化概念下，我们就会讲，这是我的家庭，这是我的丈夫，这是我的妻子，这是我的孩子。
This is all material, due to material nature puts us together.
这都是由于物质自然安排我们在一起。
Just like you go on the public bus, you get on the bus, you sit with people, and you may talk to them, you get to know them a little bit.And then you get off the bus, you never see them again.
就像你乘公交车，上了车，跟人们交谈，开始彼此互相熟悉，今后就要下车，以后就再也彼此不来往了。
So we have to understand what is the actual situation.That we're all actually servants of Krishna.
我们应该明白什么是真正的处境。实际上，我们全都是 Krishna 的仆人。
But because we're influenced by the motive passion, we have many desires.
但是由于我们受到激情属性的影响，所以就有许多的欲望。
And for some time, we may become a master or we may be the servant. Just like you play part in a drama, you go on the stage and you play the part in the drama. It's just temporary, not for long. So the human form of life is an opportunity to stop the drama, to stop all these temporary things and come to a real position in Krishna consciousness.
人体生命形式是唯一的结束在舞台上演戏的机会。我们应该恢复我们真正的Krishna之觉。Yet
when we become controlled by Krishna and become His servant, then we can come to the real position, eternal position.
当我们受到Krishna的控制，我们就能恢复我们永恒的
So Jadbarat says to the king, he said to the king, yeah, he said, you called me a crazy fellow, you called me a rascal, and you said you were going to chastise me, and then I would come to my senses.
Jadbarat 继续就对君王说，你刚才称呼我说是个疯子。 你这个无赖，我要惩罚你，让你清醒过来。
But I want to tell you that I only pretend to be deaf and dumb, and I pretend to be less intelligent, stupid, but I'm actually fully self-realized.
我虽然表面上像是傻子、聋子、瞎子一样，但实际上却是完全觉悟了自我的人。So
what will you get? What benefit will you get by punishing me?
惩罚我会使你得到什么呢？
If I'm actually a madman and then you punish me, then it would just be like beating a dead horse.
如果我是个疯子，那你的惩罚就会像鞭打一匹死马一样。There
will be no effect. If you beat a dead horse, it has no effect.
那会徒劳无功的，因为你在抽打一匹死马。You
don't help, you don't cure a madman of madness just by beating him. It's not going to stop. If I'm a mad person and you beat me, it's not going to help me. Not going to stop me being a mad person. I'm still going to be mad. So what benefit do you get by beating me?
如果我是个疯子，那鞭打一个疯子，并不能治愈他，治愈这个疯病，也是一样的，徒劳无功的。Material
world, practically everybody's like a mad person. They work so hard to get money.
在物质世界，人人都像疯子一样，努力的工作赚钱。Sometimes
even people will steal to get things, and then they'll get caught by the police, and they get beaten by the police.
有的时候还有人会偷窃，然后就被抓住，受警察的鞭打。And
then he will steal again and again. He's mad.
然后他会再次的行窃，反复行窃，因为他疯了。Because
they're mad, they cannot give up the habit of stealing.
因为疯狂了，所以无法戒除偷窃的习惯。So
the punishment is useless.
这种惩罚是没有用的。
So when King Rahugana was chastising Jadbarat with these nasty words. Jadbarat, he had just tolerated everything.
当然后跟那王用刺耳的话责骂Jadbarat的时候他只是在那里容忍。
But now Jadbarat is being, he has replied to everything that King Rahugana had said, and he's explained it all according to his self-realization.
但是他现在开始回应国王所说的一切，并且按照他的自我觉悟来加以解释。
Jadbarat was very humble. He didn't consider himself to be a great devotee.
Jadbarat 天性谦恭，从不认为自己是伟大的奉献者。
And he thought, just let me suffer the results of my karma.
而且他想，就让我遭受我过去活动带来的苦果。
Yeah, he thought, I'm carrying the palanquin, I'll get rid of the reactions of my bad karma.
他想，我在抬轿子来去除我过去不端行为遭遇的恶报。
So he began to carry the palanquin again.
所以这样他就又开始像以前一样抬起轿子。
So this is a devotee. He accepts the situation to be reactions due to his past life.
这就是奉献者。他把发生的事情都看成是他上一世所发生的所做的行为的结果。
And he never accuses Krishna of putting him into a difficult situation. He will never blame Krishna.
他从来不会谴责埋怨 Krishna 将他置于困境。
He always considers it's his own fault.
他永远认为这都是由于自己的错误。
He never gets angry with Krishna, and he knows whatever position he gets, it's the arrangement of Krishna. He accepts whatever situation he's put in as the arrangement of Krishna.
奉献者从来不对 Krishna 生气。他接受在他身上发生的一切都是 Krishna 的安排。
And he does his duty, he always does his devotional service.
他会继续履行他做奉爱服的职责。
And so in this way he can become, he's qualified to go back home, back to Godhead.
这样他便有资格回归家园，回归守神。
Okay.So when the king heard all this, when he heard Jadbarat speak like this, he was very shocked.
当国王听到 Jadbarat 这番话之后，他感到非常震惊。
Because the king had great, he liked to hear about the absolute truth, and he was going to visit a holy place. He was a very pious man.
因为君王渴望聆听绝对真理，因为他是很虔诚的人，他此行就是去圣地。
And he heard Jadbarat speak such nice philosophy according to the scriptures, and the effect of that philosophy was to reduce the attachment in the heart.
他听到Jadbarat 根据经典所说的一番哲学，这番哲学就把他内心的所有误会就消除了。
Right, material attachment is like a knot in the heart.
物质依附就好像心中的结。
So we have many knots, all of our attachment, they make different knots in the heart.
我们心中都有很多的结，每一个物质依附就像一个结。
But Jadbarat was speaking such nice way, it was helping to reduce, to slacken all these knots. Not to pull them tight, but to slacken them.
Jadbarat 此番话说得非常的精彩，就 使他的心中的结打开了，而不是让他心中的结越来越紧。
So he had been thinking of himself as a king, but now hearing Jadbarat, he understood he's not really the king.
他本来以为自己是君王，在听完这番话之后，他意识到了他并不是君王。
So he got down from his palanquin and he fell on the ground in front of Jadbarat and he asked to be forgiven.
他从自己的轿子上下来就扑倒在地恳求 Jadbarat 的宽恕。
Okay, so we'll stop here today. Are there any questions?
你看到吗？我发到咱们对话框里。
对话框，就是
软针织跑步的。
第一个是软针织，
对，是的，是的，嗯。
啊，感谢妈妈，感谢主持。躯体化概念如此根深蒂固。即使努力练习分爱福音，这种概念还是存在，还是那么依附。像听了毕什玛的梵歌教导后，剑杀老祖父毕什玛时，还是伤心欲绝。有什么特殊办法根除躯体化概念吗？
啊？喂？
Rajendra Prabhu asked, the bodily concept is so deep rooted, even practice devotional service, the concept still exists. Just like when Arjuna heard Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna shoot arrows to Bhishma,still, Arjuna was very sad. Are there any special method to pick up all this bodily concept of life?
So what is a comment, not a question?
The question is that how to eliminate bodily conception of life?
How to get rid of the bodily conception of life?
Yes. Are there any special method?
Yeah, the method is bhakti yoga. By doing devotional service, we will naturally get relief from the bodily concept of life.
通过 bhakti yoga, 我们就自然而然地摆脱了躯体化生命概念。
The sign, you know, the very first thing which happens when we do devotional service is,We get an immediate relief from all types of material distress.
做分爱服务的第一个结果就是我们立即摆脱了物质痛苦。
We're doing sadhana bhakti according to the rules and regulations. And the result is we get relief from material distress.
我们只是刚开始做服务，从事 sadhana bhakti， 根据规范原则，那结果就是我们立刻就摆脱了物质的痛苦。
Material distress comes on us because of attachment to the body.
之所以能够遭受物质痛苦，就因为我们很依附这个躯体。
But when we do service for Krishna, we get relief from that identification with the body. We become attached to Krishna.
但当时我们为Krishna做服务的时候，就能够摆脱这种躯体化概念，转而依附Krishna。
We forget about the body. We become detached from the body.
我们忘记了躯体，我们不依附这个躯体。
Our spiritual consciousness is awakened. We become detached from the material consciousness. It has to happen when we do devotional service. There has to come about detachment from the material.
当我们从事奉献服务的时候，必定要不依附于物质。
Just like when the hungry person eats food, then he will feel relief from hunger.
就像个饥饿之人在吃食物的时候，他的饥饿感就逐渐消失了。
He will feel satisfaction and strength and nourishment come in the body.
他会感到满足，他会感到躯体得到了滋养，变得强壮。
We have all experienced this. When we are hungry and when we eat food, then we feel relief from hunger. We feel strength in the body. We feel satisfaction.
我们都有这个体验，当我们饥肠辘辘开始进食。
In the same way, when we do devotional service, we should feel detachment from the material and we should feel an awakening of attachment to Krishna and devotion for Krishna.
同样，当从事奉献服务的时候，我们就会 感受到不依附物质，唤醒对Krishna的依附和奉爱。Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Another. How you went, Tima?
Hare Krishna. Good day.
冉仁帕布他这个问题，他说，就是即使我们练习奉爱服务，然后像阿尔朱呢，他已经听过了
Krishna 的这个教导之后。 但是他在涉使这个毗湿嘛祖父的时候，还是非常的伤心欲绝，对这个躯体关系还是非常的依附。他说就是这种情况，因为这也是在做奉献服务嘛，所以说他问有什么特殊的方法 ，special way 能够根除这个躯体化的概念呢？
The special method is simply bhakti yoga. There's nothing more than bhakti yoga to get us detached from the material situation.
没有什么比奉爱瑜伽更多的来消除这个躯体化概念，让我们不依附躯体的方法了。
Yeah, Arjuna feels some affection, naturally, his grandfather, and he has filled his body with arrows. All the arrows in the body of Bhishma, they're all from Arjuna. So Arjuna will naturally feel some concern.
Arjuna,他是自然而然,他对他的祖父有着深厚的感情。 而且他祖父身上的这些箭都是他射出的，所以他感到很焦虑。So
that's why they all went there to see Grandfather Bhishma leave the body. They wanted to hear the, you know, his final instructions and his words of wisdom before he departed from the world.
因此当毕士巴祖父躺在那里的时候呢，他们都赶都来到了现场，想从他的口中呢听到他的教导和话语，就在他离开这世界之前。
Yeah, it's natural that there will be some affection there because they have bodily relationship.
这种感情是自然而然的，因为他们有躯体关系。
But still, Arjuna had to do it. He had to do his duty.
但是阿朱那他必须要履行职责。
So,How can you avoid the pain which comes about by these things? You just have to accept it. It's part of life, part of the material world.
那怎么能避免这种内心的痛楚呢？就不得不接受，因为这是物质世界的一部分。
And Grandfather Bhishma is speaking words to help to pacify.Maharaj Yudhisthira and the others also who are there, he's telling them, it is all due to time.
Bhishma 祖父就说了一番话来抚慰 Yudhisthira 大君和在场的其他人。他说，这一切都是由于时间。
It's the nature of time in this material world that everything is going to be destroyed.
这时间的本性使然，这个世界的万事万物都会毁灭。
And it's no one's fault. It's not like it's Arjuna's fault. It's just the nature of the material world.
不是，这不是任何人的错误，不是尔朱那的错误导致的，这只是这个自然的这个物质世界的本性。
OK， 好的，谢谢 Good Day。我们看下一个问题。
Okay.
为什么扎巴拉？你说，您读吧。
好的。Hari Vansa Prabhu， 为什么扎巴拉的选择国王去说教，平时假装做傻子，不讲真理呢？
Why did Jatbarat select to instruct Rahugna, King Rahugna, but during the ordinary time, Jatbarat pretended to be a fool and didn't speak about truth to the others?
Why did he pretend to be a fool? Why didn't he speak about truth?
Because in the other times, why didn't he speak about truth? Only in this case, he speak about all these things.
Yeah. Because he didn't want his family.You know, he was born in a Brahmana family, and so his father and mother would be very attached to the son. So he didn't want them to be attached to him.
Because he was born in a Brahmana family, his father very attached to his son. He didn't want his family to be attached to
him.If the father and mother are attached to him, then it will be very hard for him to get free from the family situation. they will keep him at home and they will involve him in all the family affairs.
如果他父母亲非常依附他作为儿子，嗯，他就不得不卷入所有家庭的事务。
So he didn't want to get entangled in all the material things, all the social functions, because he had brothers and his father, and father had two wives, and so very complex family situation. So he wanted to get away from all of that. So he found it better to just behave like he's a fool. And then nobody bothered about him, nobody troubled him.
父亲有两个妻子，他有上面还有哥哥，很多的兄弟，所以呢，他家庭当中就很多的仪式，有很多事物，就他不想卷入到所有这些仪式当中，他就不想受到打扰，所以他就假装是个傻子。
If he goes around as a brahmana, then everybody will respect him, they'll offer respect to him. He didn't want that. He just wanted to be unnoticed. He didn't want people bothering him.
如果他是以婆罗门的brahmana的身份，就跟别人打交道，就会受到别人的尊敬。他不希望受到别人的打扰。
So he thought better just to go around like a fool, like a mad person. Then nobody bothers, nobody troubles him, everybody just leaves him alone.
他就决定最好就是佯装傻子，这样呢，没有人就信任他，没有人会打扰他，就会没有人理睬他。
Just like some of the Babaji's, you know, the Babaji, he would go and sit in the toilet where it was, he'd find a very old, dirty, smelly toilet. He would go and sit there and chant because then people wouldn't come and bother him. But if he sat some other place, if he went and sat in a holy place by the river or something, then so many people would come and they'd come and ask for blessings. So he didn't want that. So he would go and sit in a toilet, and then nobody came to disturb him.
就像有的爸爸级，他们就选择那种脏的废弃的厕所，在那里做他们的灵修，在那里就能毫无人没有人打扰的来做自己灵修。如果这爸爸级呢？ 去圣河边上坐在那里，就会有人纷纷前来寻求他的祝福，来打扰他。Okay.
How you want him?
还有问题。 下一个问题是 Devi Shakti， 明白 Guru， 梵光中的灵魂有个体性吗？
梵光中，
the soul in the Brahmajyoti， does the soul in the Brahmajyoti still have individuality？
Yes， yes，
有个体性。
Even in the Brahmajyoti, we're always an individual. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, never was a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Nor in the future will we ever cease to be.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》当中说，过去从未有一个时刻我不存在，你所有这些国王也都不曾存在，将来。 也都会继续存在，所以都有个体性。So
even in the Brahmajyoti, we have our individuality.
即便在梵光当中，我们仍然保持着个体性。
You may stay there for some time and then come back in the material world.
可能在梵光当中停留一段时间，之后再回到物质世界。
So although we have individuality in the Brahmajyoti, there's only the feeling of oneness. There's no feeling of any variety. There's no relationship with others. There's no activity. There's only just the oneness, absorption in being one, being the Brahman.
在梵光中的只有那种一体的感觉，专注于这个一体化，在梵光当中既没有活动，也没有多样性。There's
no suffering, but there's no real happiness.
没有痛苦，但是也没有
Because there's no relationships there.
因为梵光当中并不存在关系。
There's only the understanding that I am Brahman.
在梵光当中，个体灵魂它只有这个理解力，我是Brahman。
Okay. How you want to, ma?
Ayo. 下一个问题. Dimbai Guru, Pushpasara, Devadasi. Dimbai Guru Day. 请问, 怎样带着 Krishna 知觉去旅游? How to travel with Krishna consciousness?
Well, wherever you go, whoever you meet, you should tell them about Krishna.
无论你去哪里，无论你遇到什么人，都跟他们讲 Krishna.
Or rather, you should want to always chant the holy name wherever you go.
无论你去哪里，你应该总是想着念诵圣名。
We don't want to go anywhere without Krishna.
我们不想在没有 Krishna 的情况下去任何地方。
So it doesn't matter where you go. It's all the same. Krishna's everywhere.
无论你去哪里都是一样的，因为 Krishna 是遍存万有。They
say if you go to heaven, but there's no Krishna, then it becomes hell.
即便你去天堂，如果那里没有 Krishna, 那里跟地狱一样。And
if you go to hell, but if you're in Krishna consciousness, then it's heaven.
即便你去了地狱。 如果怀着 Krishna 知觉，地狱能变成天堂一般。But
the best traveling is when you travel to for the service of Krishna.
最好的旅游是为了服务 Krishna 而旅行。
They want to travel to the holy places, to the place of Krishna pastimes.
我们想到圣地旅游，到 Krishna 有消失光的地方的旅游。Or
we travel somewhere to go and distribute Krishna consciousness to the people there.
或是我们旅行到了一个地方。 向那里的人们来传播 Krishna 知觉。
We're always traveling because we're souls in the body. We travel from one body to another body.
我们一直都在旅游，因为我们是在这个躯体当中的灵魂。我们一直是从一个躯体旅游到另外一个躯体。
But we want to pray that we can remember Krishna wherever we go. May we always have the association of devotees.
我们祈祷，无论去哪里都能够记住 Krishna。都能有奉献者们的涟漪和陪伴。下一个
问题吗？
还有两个。下一个，陈冠江 Chetanya Charan Das 林麦古德梵歌 4.1 中 Krishna他把国家梵歌传给太阳神，然后通过使徒传系把知识传承下来。Brahma 使徒传承中，或是呢把知识传给 Brahma， 这两个传系有区别吗
？Yes, they're different sampradayas.
这是两个，这是不同的传系 sampradaya。
Because when Krishna gave the knowledge to the Sangha, that knowledge was lost.
因为 Krishna 给太阳神知识的这条传系就中断了。
So the other line came from Brahma.
所以就有了另外一个使徒传系，就是 Krishna 传授知识给主 Brahma。
The same knowledge.
知识是一个知识，一样的知识。
But there are different sampradayas. Just like there's the one from Lakshmi, and the four Kumaras, and the one from Lord Shiva.
但是您说的这是不同的传系，就像还有 Lakshmi 的传系，主 Shiva 的传系 ，Kumaras 兄弟传系。
So there's one also from the sun god.
所以也有一个来自于太阳神的传系。
It's not present anymore. It's not anymore available. It's lost. Knowledge is lost.
但是来自太阳神的这个传系已经不在了。这个传系当中这个知识也已经流失了。
So we have the Brahma Sampradaya.
我们就有了这 Brahma 的使徒传系。
And Lord Chaitanya's initiation in that line.
主凯丹尼亚就是在这个传系当中接受的启迪。
还有问题呢？
还有一个，他下面接着问。正宗的使徒传系有四个，太阳神这个是怎么回事？好像是已经回答了。还有个问题，下面一个问题 ，It seems you have answered his next question. What is up about the sun god?那下个问题是 Harivansa Das， 我们可以追随 Jadbarat 这个与家人相处的精神吗？让家人讨厌我们，厌弃 弃绝我们，好像这好似这好像与家人好好相处，让世俗家人对奉献者产生好影响、好印象有矛盾呢
？Yeah, you cannot imitate Jadbarat.
不能模仿 Jadbarat.
Jadbharat, from his very childhood, he played like that because he could remember his previous life.
Jadbharat, 他是从小就是这样的表现，因为他能他有前世的记忆。
He remembered how he'd been a king, and then he became a deer, and now he's taken birth in the Brahmana family.
他这一切都能记住，他曾经是个伟大的国王，后来就投生为头鹿，在这一世呢，他又投生为 Jadbharat。
So he's very careful. He doesn't want to get entangled in material affairs.
在这一世他就十分的谨慎，不想再跟物质的事物有任何关系。
So most of us are already entangled in material affairs. We have responsibilities. We cannot get free very easily.
我们大部分人呢都已经跟物质有深深的卷在物质当中，跟物质生活有纠缠，所以我们还有职责要履行。
Anyway, gradually, as you get older, you can get more detached. You see, the Vedic system is later in life, you get some detachment.
等您上了年纪，按照韦达的原则，就可以弃绝了。
Let's say, once you get over 50, then you can think more about becoming a bit detached.
过了五十岁就可以考虑更加气绝的事情。
You can keep your wife with you and you can go and visit the holy places.
到那时候您还可以仍然可以带着您的妻子去拜访圣地。
Your wife can go with you to take care of material things, and you take care of the spiritual things.
妻子可以跟您一起，妻子照顾物质的事物，然后您照顾管灵性的这方面。
This is the Vedic system.We get gradual detachment, not immediate detachment.
韦达的制度就是逐渐的弃绝，而不是当机立断。
If we try to detach too quickly, before we're properly ready for it, then we get difficulty.
如果就是在不成熟的情况下就马上就弃绝的话，就会陷入麻烦。
Even Maharaj Bharat had that problem.
连 Bharat 大军都遇到这种麻烦。
He had come to the holy place, he had given up everything, but somehow he got attached to an animal.
他已经弃绝了一切，去了圣地，却依附一头动物。
So he's showing how easy it is to fall down. Even though he was so advanced, still you can fall again.
他的这个例子就表明，这堕落是多么容易。即便他已经这么进步了，仍然后来堕落了。
They have to be very careful.
因此我们必须非常的小心谨慎。
So we encourage devotees to gradually, not to try to move too quickly,
You go too fast, they fall over.
我们鼓励奉献者不要走得太快。 如果就是匆忙行事的话, 就容易堕落。
But we say slow and steady wins the race. If you go gradually, step by step, then you'll be more, you'll be safer, you'll be better, more secure.
我们有句谚语叫说，慢慢的走，但是稳步的前行就能赢得比赛，所以要一步一步的往前走。Srila
Prabhupada only changed his position with the greatest reluctance.
哦，是，Srila Prabhupada他改变自己的这个社会地位的时候，他是很不情愿的。So
this is a better way to go out from the material world.
从物质世界，脱离物质世界，这是更好的方式。
You've had a taste, you've already experienced material life, so you're not attracted to it anymore.
因为已经对物质世界有了充分的体验和尝到物质世界的滋味，所以就根本就不依恋这物质世界了。
But if you go too quickly, you try to detach abruptly, then it's very easy to fall down.
如果走得太快，而且是突然之间，瞬间就改变的话，很容易堕落。
And then if you fall down, then it's a big disturbance. It creates a disturbance in the society. People get all upset.
一旦堕落的话，就会给社会带来很大的打扰，扰乱社会，所有的人都会受到干扰。
So you have to be careful.
所以您需要小心。Remain
under Krishna's shelter.
留在 Krishna 的庇护下。You
should always think Krishna has a plan for you.
要记住, Krishna 对您有着他的安排。
Just remain a surrendered servant.
你只需要成为一个臣服的仆人。还有问题吗？
Hare Krishna, good day. 我有一个问题。就是刚才您说我们在这个履行服务的过程当中，一定要非常非常的小心。 那我是想问，就是我们在这个非常多的这个物质职责和这个灵性职责，这个过程当中，就是让自己处在这种非常繁忙的状态，然后也非常的紧张焦虑，既要平衡好这个让家人就是容忍他们，而且自己还要非常的小心。 所以有的时候可能会处在这种焦虑的状态当中，而不是说是快乐的这个在唱诵或者是做法服务，是不是这种状态就不太对了呀？
Well, No, go ahead, Guru Mani.
Sadi said that because she's too busy carrying out the material duty and as well as spiritual duty, sometimes there's stress and anxiety, not very joyfully perform devotion service. So maybe it's not very proper in this status of consciousness or status of
Yeah, sometimes it will be like that, but not all the time. Gradually change. Not all the time. Yeah, anyway, you have to do your devotional service. Sometimes you can't do it so joyfully, but you have to do it anyway. You should think that anxiety, it's there, it's not going to be there all the time. But for sometimes it's there.
这焦虑呢,是有的时候是在那里的, 但是不会总是焦虑的状态。
We cannot avoid these kind of things in material life.
在物质生活当中的焦虑是不可避免的。
But you can be careful next life, you don't get entangled like that again.
您要小心下一世不要再进入这种就是纠缠当中了。Yeah,
you should want to be sure that you get out material world. Make this your last birth.
要确保这一生是你的最后一世。
So, just go ahead and keep on doing your duty. Krishna will take care of you. I'm sure Krishna's helping you.
继续履行职责，会照顾你的，我确信这一点。
Everybody's an anxiety. This whole material world is like that. It's anxiety for everybody. You can see just now with this virus everywhere, so many, everybody in anxiety. Cannot escape from this.
无法逃避焦虑。Krishna
wants us to know this world is not our real home. Our real home is not here. It's in the spiritual world.
Krishna 就告让我们了解知道这不是我们真正的家在灵性世界。
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mail went, yeah?
还有一个, Harini. Harini 的问题. 顶拜Guru. 请问, 如果由于某些原因, 没有做崇拜神像，那就多增加念诵，可以吗？ 这样有没有冒犯呢？
Wish, why do more chanting? No offense. What?
Due to reason, she doesn't worship deity. So can she chant more?
Yeah.
So,
you don't have to worship the deity. Deity worship is really meant for the brahmanas, those who are twice initiated.
你是可以的，不需要崇拜神像，崇拜神像是二次启迪的人崇拜的。
But in this age, the process is chanting the holy name, not deity worship.
这个年代的方法是唱诵圣名，这个年代的方法不是崇拜神像。
So you do more chanting, very nice. And also try to read the books.
多念诵非常好，除此之外还要读书。
You can read to your mother, read to Krishna Priya. You sit with her and read. That would be very nice.
你可以给你的母亲, Krishna Priya, 读书, 读 Krishna 快乐全缘这本书。
Read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam to her.
给她读整部圣典博迦瓦坛。
And when you finish the Bhagavatam, then read the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
读完博迦瓦坛，再读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 这部书。
Better you read out loud. Let her hear.
您最好是大声读，让她能听到。
And you will also hear.
您自己也听到了。And
wherever you read, that place will become a holy place.
您读书的地方就变成了，就已经是圣地了。Because
if you read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and all the scriptures there, then that's a holy place.
您读圣典博迦瓦坛。 读经典的地方就是圣地。
So that will be very nice for you and for your mother also.
对您，无论对您还是对您的母亲，都是很好的事情。
Okay, so we'll stop here today. Saima.
Oh, 对，可以的，可以的。
Haribo,
Haribo, 听到吗？
OK,
OK, 我们今天对，今天就到这里，没有问题了。谢谢
Guru Mani, 谢谢 Guru Mani, 谢谢大家，晚安 ，Hare Krishna,
好，谢谢 Guru Day,
好，谢谢 Maharaj。 伟坤的知音服务员也聆听今天晚上的讲课，就到这里，非常感谢，Dr. Vikram Narasimha Swami 给我们带来讲课，感谢 Sati 的主持，感谢大家的聆听和问题，祝大家有一个非常愉快的晚上，Hare Krishna。